Lucy, I'm home.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Having a Ball podcast. I'm Erica.
And I'm Ziva.
And today we're going to recap another Let's Talk to Lucy, but this one with someone everyone recognizes, Vivian Vance. This one was fun. There was a show in the 50s.
Oh, not again.
We're not doing this not again. And these two actresses. Yeah, this one was really, it was fun. I really enjoyed this one.
I like that they felt the need to tell people, like, yes, we are friends.
Yeah, not only that, but this is my friend Vivian from, you know, from the Lucy show, ma'am. We know who she is.
No. But I feel like she had to say, like, I feel like they get so much of the, you know, do they really hate each other?
Yeah.
Because I feel like those rumors were flying even then. I mean, there's still people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Be like people who, you know, think that I don't know anything. But like, did you know that Vivian and Vance and Lucy actually hated each other? And I'm like,
did they though? Did they though? Because I know towards the end of
Viv's, to my podcast.
Viv's life, you know, she took care of her when she was struggling through cancer. So these women went through life together.
So yeah.
Yeah. Marriages, divorces, all the things.
I feel like I think if you boil down to it, if obviously Vivian didn't want to work with William Frawley again. So like if she really didn't disliked Lucy, she wouldn't have kept returning.
Oh yeah. Oh, you know? Absolutely. And for what I gathered from this conversation was just how much she respected the work and who she was as a person, because they hit on
that they both respected each other, which is really cool.
I think it was Viv who said, you can't respect without love, or you can't love without respect. You know,
when, I think it was love without respect. Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought that's really important to have that, because you're going to have bad days. I'm sure they had many of them. And so you have to have a foundation to fall on. And they really did love each other as friends and all that. Again, like you said, co-starring again in the Lucy show, you really have to like someone, because no one was forcing you to do it.
And then she even came back for some of Here's Lucy. You know, she wasn't a star in that, but I love those episodes where she popped back up and you're like, yes, it's Vivian.
Or when you see the, I think it's Password or with other game shows, and she randomly shows up to help with the guessing, and Lucy is genuinely surprised. So those are fun. But I like that they hit on how they hired Vivian for the Ethel role without even met her.
And Ethel was like,
Yeah.
Would I have been hired?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Yeah, Miss Ball, she calls her. And I love that she calls her Roberta, like we hear on the Lucy show. What?
Yeah. Is that why she called her Roberta?
Well, yeah, well, she was.
Am I just missing all of these things?
This is going over your head. Yes. Ethel Roberta.
I have a lot going on. Listen, I was listening to it and I was like, Roberta, that's not her name.
Yeah. So Ethel Roberta, we have Ethel May Potter. We have, there's another, the third escapes me. Okay. We mentioned it. But she was on the set of The Great Race. Yeah. She was on the set of The Great Race, which I hadn't heard of. But when I heard the cast, because I love Natalie Wood, I'm now very curious to watch it. The Great Race. She was on the set.
Another movie we can watch.
Another one we can binge on.
We have to look that up. But yeah, we can watch. I don't know. I have not seen that. I've heard of it.
Have you? Yeah. I hadn't seen it. That's a great cast, though. And I think she said as soon as the Lucy show was done, she went back to Connecticut, and she seems to just love being in Vivian, you know, living. Mm-hmm. And what I love is how she hit on how great Lucy looks, you know, and of course
she said that was from her husband. That's so cute.
Mm-hmm. From being happy, from finding someone who makes her happy.
I look this way for my husband too. No, just
this is a result of my husband. Wait a minute.
Oh no.
I don't know how to take that, how to unpack that. But yeah, she was
beautiful.
Yeah. And she spoke of her husband and how he was at home, and they have a homemaker that's taking care of the home.
I need one of those.
Yeah.
Was that Ethel's final husband?
Vivian's.
Vivian's. Yes. I'm yes. Sorry.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think he was she said he was a literary agent. A publisher.
Which, literary agent. How cool is that?
Mm-hmm. Just books galore. But yeah, listening to them, listening to them too was really neat. You know,
it was. And I think of all of the people she's interviewed, you could just tell how, I mean, they all had a good, you know, rapport with each other and they've all been very friendly, but
yeah, this is the history.
There was a lot less, I don't know. I feel like there was less asking questions specifically to get an answer and more just talking, you know?
Yeah. It's like those friends that you don't see them for a certain amount of time. And then when you do see them, you pick up like you hadn't lost that time. And I think they did that every time they saw each other. And I'm sure they discussed the kids growing up. You know, Vivian never had any children, but she sure watched the Arnaz children grow up. So I think they were always part of each other's lives. And we get that they grew that friendship from meeting on I Love Lucy all the way through, you know.
Yeah, I think it was an amazing friendship. I think you guys should go listen to the episode. We don't want to give all of it away, but go listen if you haven't. If you have, listen to it again because it was good.
It was really good.
Or tell us what you think.
That's yeah. So thanks, guys. And again, find us everywhere.
Find us everywhere. Even in
space.
Galaxies far, everywhere. Far away.
Yeah.
Oh.
Star Trek? Lucy? No. You see what Please I did there? Leave. See what
no,
I did there?
Get off the podcast. That is not Star Trek.
That's Star Wars?
My reference was Star Wars. Oh, I'm so hurt. Oh.
She just banned me from the
core. Yes.
Banned me from the podcast.
Next week.
Next week it's the Ziva. Yeah. Ziva. Where's Erica? I don't know. We don't speak her name around here. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.